It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the program, we'll look at how Governor Walker's budget proposal fits in with his possible presidential ambitions.
First, as an editorial note, the topic we're about to discuss affects the funding of Wisconsin Public Radio and this program. Governor Walker has proposed significant funding cuts to public media in Wisconsin. His two-year budget announced last week would cut funding from the two organizations that fund Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television.
Those two organizations are the Educational Communications Board, or ECB, and the UW Extension. The cut to the ECB would be about $5 million over the next 2 years, or a third of its state funding. The cut to the UW Extension would be part of the $300 million cut to the whole UW system. The portion of that cut that would affect public broadcasting is not yet known.
Some news reports last week suggested that the budget proposed to eliminate all state funding for public broadcasting. That is not the case. Here with us to talk about the proposed funding cuts are Gene Purcell, Executive Director of the Educational Communications Board. Welcome, Gene.
Hey, Veronica. Hey, Rob.
And Malcolm Brett is with us as well, Director of Broadcasting and Media Innovations at UW Extension. Malcolm, good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Well, Gene, we'll start with you. How significant are these cuts to your organization, the Educational Communications Board?
Yeah, and that's a great place to start because, as you point out, some of the very early coverage that we were seeing on Tuesday night and Wednesday referred to things like zeroing out funding or defunding. And that is not the case, but these are significant. So let me put the numbers in some kind of context for you. Right now, at the ECB's budget, about 40% of our budget is GPR, or state support. And so that 40% amounts to about $7.9 million. The governor's proposal would reduce that to $5.2 million. So as you look at the overall state support for the agency, it would drop by about $2.6 million a year.
Okay, and Malcolm, there's a question mark over whether the proposed $300 million cut to the UW system will go through intact at that number. But in the meantime, do you have a sense of how much of that proposed funding cut to the UW system would trickle down to Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television?
We don't. University of Wisconsin system has not allocated portions of that cut to each institution, of which UW College and Extension is where we reside. And there have been no conversations as yet within Extension about how cuts would be distributed within Extension to the various divisions. And so we don't know what the dollar figure would be for Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television on the university side.
You must be busy crunching numbers already, though, to get an idea of what different scenarios that you might potentially be working with. If all of the governor's proposed cuts end up in the final budget intact, what would be the likely total funding cut to WPR and WPT?
I do not know exactly, but if you range up from the annual cut to ECB of $2.5 million, it could easily surpass $3 million with the UW cuts factored in.
And how big a chunk does that represent in the budget?
As I think people know, within the university, the cut to the state funding is 13%. $3 million would cut to Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television would be just under 10% of our annual budget.
Malcolm, lawmakers who support these cuts say that public broadcasting will be able to expand fundraising to cover that shortfall. Do you think that that's right? Is that accurate? Can private donors and grants cover the proposed cuts?
Certainly not in the time frame that's being offered. It's very likely that we will see some spike in giving. Whether that's sustainable over time isn't clear. And certainly a cut of this magnitude would be extraordinarily difficult to replace. We've been assertive, some may even say aggressive, about fundraising for Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television to best serve our audiences. And so there's not a lot of obvious headroom, and I think the notion that that money could be replaced within the biennium is optimistic at best.
Yeah, and one of the things I'd like to add on to that is that we have been aggressive about our fundraising, as Malcolm points out. And so when people think of pledge drives and corporate underwriting, those are most of the things people think about. And in a sense, with public broadcasting, that's kind of the easy money. That's kind of the low-hanging fruit. And as we have gotten better and better and better at doing that type of fundraising, the other opportunities that are left for us, that cost to get into that, those dollars are harder to get. And so we've done a tremendous job, I think. But getting to the next level is going to be a challenge.
Would it require, do you think, a cultural shift in the culture of giving to public broadcasting? Do listeners get used to pledging, for instance, at a certain level? And would this require a step up, Malcolm?
It certainly would require a step up, we hope, from current givers and new givers. I think one of the challenges we face is there has been an historic compact between the state and the donors to collectively support one of the leading public broadcasting organizations in the country. For the state to recede, donors would have to agree, yeah, we're willing to step up and replace that money. It would be a different equation than we have fundraised in the past.
And Gene, like other organizations facing cuts in state funding, you're trying to ensure that these cuts don't end up intact in the final budget. What kind of steps are you taking right now to perhaps lessen the impact?
Well, right now, we are going along with our current budget. We're saving money where we can. And what we're really looking ahead to is what can we do to try to turn these particular proposals around. And so what we're doing right now, you are hearing me now, but people have been hearing me for the past week or so, trying to communicate the message to talk about what I see as being very severe cuts without overstating the message. I mean, I don't want to be, pretending as though the sky is falling, but this is very serious stuff, and it will require some changes in fundraising or something major in terms of service if it goes through as it's proposed right now. So right now, I would say we're kind of the educational mode. We're also working to reach out to listeners, to viewers, to legislators, and just explain the impact that this will have and really where our funding goes to now, because that also is part of a story that people don't always know. What do we do with the state support we get?
I think one of the things we have to really redouble our efforts around is to make sure that people understand we don't feel entitled to this support. We earn it every day. Our staff working in bureaus around the state and here in Madison and traveling the state to serve people around the state, they earn the support through great programming and other essential services. And that's a case that we have to make sure is really well understood at the Capitol.
And Gene, why do you think that the Walker administration is interested at this point in cutting funding to public broadcasting?
Well, all we know is what he has said. And so we have to take him at his word on that. He has said that there are other priorities in state government for funding, and he has listed a variety of those. And so beyond that, I don't want to speculate. But the fact is that it does affect us in a way that it doesn't affect other state agencies. And so one of the things that we want people to know about is that we are and have been over the past several biennia willing to do our share to help the state meet its financial obligations. We have been cut for the last 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 biennia. It goes right on down the line. And we have been treated very much as other state agencies have been treated. And, you know, the cuts hurt, they are painful, and we have dealt with them. A 34% cut to our GPR, our state tax support, is not within that same realm, in my estimation, of being fair.
Malcolm, there may be some perception that public broadcasting is facing these funding cuts right now from a Republican administration because public media is characterized as having a liberal bias. Do you think that is something that could be at play here?
Well, I don't see or hear a liberal bias on public broadcasting in Wisconsin. It's true that people who listen to us come to listen to us with perspectives. And to the degree they hear their perspectives on the air, they're generally satisfied. And when they hear other perspectives, they may be less satisfied. I do not think that the notion of public media being liberal applies here in Wisconsin or really anywhere in the country.
And Gene, let's go to you next. Mm-hmm. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's spokeswoman told the State Journal that with the mix of all the media options that are available today, the government shouldn't subsidize just one. How would you respond to that?
Well, my response is pretty simple, and it is that public media is more necessary now than ever. And I know that sounds like a cliche, and it sounds like a pledge drive, but let's just think about it. We're on public radio, but let's talk about public television for a moment. You all remember back 15 or 20 years ago when networks like Bravo or Arts and Entertainment or the History Channel were going to come along, and they were going to change the landscape. and public television was going to go away because these folks were going to do history better, they were going to do art better, they were going to do culture better. And let's look at the business models of those stations today, those channels today. You're going to see Pawn Stars. You're going to see Housewives of Orange County. You're going to see channels that have realized that that business model that they were trying to work on doesn't work, and so they have shifted their programming dramatically, leaving public television as the place for art, for culture, for history. And you can make a very similar argument on the public radio side in terms of journalism, in terms of our contributions to art and music and culture. So yes, are there more venues? Absolutely. Is there a need for non-commercial public media? Absolutely. And I would argue now more than ever.
And Malcolm, why should people pay for a service like Wisconsin Public Radio, like Wisconsin Public Television, even if they don't use it? What's the case for that?
Well, in fact, many, many people do use it. Over 500,000 people watch Wisconsin Public Television each week. Nearly 500,000 people listen to Wisconsin Public Radio each week. So a lot of people do use it. As for those who don't use it, I'd say we fortify the civic life of the state. And it's in everyone's interest to have a strong public broadcasting service because we help people become more educated to the issues around them. We help children get ready for school. We teach children in K-12 education. I don't have any children in the school district, but I'm happy to pay my education taxes because this is how we build a stronger society. And so Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television have a role there. And we serve everyone's interests, even those who aren't listening.
We're speaking with Gene Purcell, Executive Director of the Educational Communications Board, and Malcolm Brett, Director of Broadcasting and Media Innovations at UW Extension. They head the organizations that operate Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. We're talking now about Governor Walker's proposed cuts to public broadcasting in the state.
And we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you support or oppose these cuts? Do you have any questions for our guests about them? Assembly Speaker Voss's office has said that the government shouldn't subsidize one particular media outlet. Agree or disagree? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're continuing our conversation about Governor Walker's proposed cuts to public broadcasting in the state. We're speaking with Gene Purcell, Executive Director of the Educational Communications Board, and Malcolm Brett, Director of Broadcasting and Media Innovations at UW Extension. They head the organizations that operate Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television.
And we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you support or oppose these cuts and why? And do you have any questions for Malcolm or Gene? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we have a lot of folks that would like to talk with you, but Malcolm, I want to ask you first. A report in the Wisconsin State Journal this weekend suggested that these cuts would likely affect programming on Wisconsin Public Radio and television, not national programming like Morning Edition and All Things Considered so much, but local. Why local?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One is we signed contracts with NPR and PBS to buy a package of programming, so we can't cherry pick. And without the national programming, we wouldn't be serving our audience the way we need to. And frankly, most of our resources are here in the state serving our listeners and viewers with stories about and for the state. And so that's where the investment is. If we were to have to make cutbacks, that's the place where we'd have to go, unfortunately.
Let's get to our callers. John is first in Windsor. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Yeah, you know, I moved up to Hudson, Wisconsin about 24 years ago. And when you live on the Bermuda Triangle of the state of Wisconsin, you get absolutely no Wisconsin news from any media outlet whatsoever because of this thing called the Area of Direct Influence. So anyway, Wisconsin Public Radio finally came to River Falls, and we finally had an outlet where we could finally hear that our governor was not Jesse Ventura, and that really made a huge difference. Mike?
And we're going to just jump in there, John. Thank you so much for that call. I want to make sure we get a response. John, I believe, worried about the coverage to River Falls. He said they finally got WPR up there, and it's made a difference apparently to him. Is that something he should be worried about, Gene?
Well, it is something we hear all the time. I mean, we try to serve the entire state, and in certain parts of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Television is the local media. Some years ago, there was a threat to federal funding, and we were talking with Representative Duffy, a member of Congress from in northern Wisconsin, and he actually went across party lines to vote for supporting WPR because he says his constituents support it, and that was good enough for him. So we're hoping to hear more trends like that.
And it's true that where there are larger populations, there's more financial support. And we're really proud of being able to support programming across the state and provide service to listeners across the state.
And we have a lot of bureaus here, at least at Wisconsin Public Radio, including Wausau, La Crosse, Eau Claire. This is a unique reach for the size of the station. Malcolm, are those bureaus on the line? Would you consider eliminating some of the bureaus, one perhaps, if these funding cuts go through intact?
I think it's too early to say we would consider eliminating a bureau. We'll have to look at everything, though.
And as we wrap up, Gene, we spoke with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss last week. He said he expected these cuts to go through, and I believe you said you didn't see why they wouldn't. What do you think is at stake if the cuts go through?
Well, what's at stake is the future of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television as it exists now. You know, we're not going to go away. But if the cuts go through as they are, we can't help but change in some fashion. And so last week, Speaker Voss, the budget was still new, and we hope to have an opportunity to change his mind.
Well, thank you both for joining us. Malcolm, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And Gene, thanks to you as well.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Gene Purcell, Executive Director of the Educational Communications Board, and Malcolm Brett, Director of Broadcasting and Media Innovations at UW Extension. They head the organizations that operate Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. We've been talking about Governor Walker's proposed cuts to public broadcasting here in the state. You can continue the conversation on the Central Time Facebook page.